Now let's consider David Hume on taxes. This is a very short essay. It's just called Of Taxes. It's available online, and it gives us a very brief look at some of Hume's basic thoughts on the best ways to raise revenue. These points come pretty quickly, without a lot of explication, but Hume makes the general argument that a tax on consumption is generally best. He has three reasons for thinking this. The first reason is that a tax on consumption, in Hume's view, is partially voluntary because you can avoid paying the tax simply by not purchasing the taxed commodity. A second reason is that diminishing revenue returns limit the abuse of this tax. So if a government tries to keep on raising taxes on consumption, at some point people buy a sufficiently smaller quantity of those goods and services so that then the revenue from the tax goes down, and this tends to keep the level of that tax in check. Finally, Hume mentions the argument that a tax on consumption may actually encourage some individuals to work harder. So if you think of the consumption tax as raising prices, and then people then want to be able to afford more in the way of goods and services, this may spur them on to additional industry. It's hard to assess how true these arguments might have been in Hume's time, but what's interesting is that these arguments really aren't used very much anymore for a consumption tax. For instance, the notion that it's partially voluntary is seen as more of an ethical consideration. The claim about diminishing revenue is the opposite of the argument one often hears today. For instance, many conservatives fear taxes on consumption because they think it's too easy to raise revenue with them. Finally, the notion that a tax on consumption might make individuals work harder, that does not seem to be borne out in the contemporary evidence circa 2013. Hume also makes the general point that a tax on consumption will indeed fall largely on consumption, and he argues against the view that all taxes necessarily fall on land. Here he's very much in accord with a more modern perspective. In the essay, Hume asserts that arbitrary taxes are the worst, and he calls them the most unfair, but his argument here really isn't quite clear. Finally, Hume mentions that poll taxes are a great danger because it's too easy to increase them steadily because it's hard for individuals to escape a poll tax. This was a kind of argument that was made much, much later in the 20th century by James Buchanan and Jeff Brennan. Overall, one feels this essay by Hume is too short and quite underdeveloped. Nonetheless, it does have some points of interest.